And welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3338 BN. Today's date is April 25th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Trump Trials Are Exposing the Deep State, B-2 Bomber No Longer Stealth, Panic in D.C. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Has investing got you stressed? Is it too complicated? Well, don't leave your money in the bank. It's losing value. Get it working. Invest in precious metals with Noble Gold Investments. It's simple, real, and always there for you. Real through history's toughest times. And Noble Gold Investments' American experts make it easy. If you're after an IRA and you qualify, you'll even get a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin. Keep it simple. You can't go wrong with precious metals. Invest with Noble Gold Investments. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, the more they push Trump, the more they have these trials, the more they're exposed. Think about what has been happening just in the last couple of days. Remember, the deep state players, the criminals, they like to cover up what they're doing. And if you remove the cover, you can then see the truth. And this is what Judge Cannon has done. She has removed the cover to show the people, look, they colluded together a year beforehand. And it was Biden. It was the DOJ. It was NARA and many others that were involved. And every time they tried to push their agenda on Trump, it backfires on them. Remember, they're projecting all their crimes onto Trump, and they are the criminal syndicate. So what does the criminal syndicate do? They need to cover up everything that they have done. And if they're going after Trump, they do not follow the rule of law. I think a lot of people are looking at this going, I can't believe this is happening. Well, why would the criminals follow the rule of law? They're going to use everything that they have to cover up what they're doing. Oh, it's a national security issue. We can't allow you to see this. They know how to play the game. They've been playing it for a very long time. This is what criminals do. But all you need is one judge to say, yeah, that's not going to fly here. Let's remove all the redacted documents and let's see what's under that. And once you see it, then you realize, holy crap, look at this. They have no case. They've been colluding. They lied to the American people. Well, of course they lied to the American people because they're criminals. Criminals will continually lie. Actually, if you listen to Trump's speech back in 2016, he tells everyone they're going to lie, they're going to lie again, and they're going to lie again because this is what they do. But now everything's being exposed. Actually, the raid on Mar-a-Lago, that is now being exposed. The real reason behind why they went into Mar-a-Lago, because they were looking for their documents. They were looking for documents that pertains to Obama, North Korea, and how Obama was trying to start a war. They were looking for the Crossfire Hurricane documents, which implicates Hillary Clinton, Obama, and the rest. These are the real reasons they were doing this. And how do we know this? It came out of the court documents. So you can see that they're trying to cover up everything. Remember, when Trump won in 2016, they never, ever expected him to win. They didn't have time to clean everything up, to hide everything, because they thought they were always in control. And when he came into office, what did Trump get to see? He got to see all the classified information. He was able to see everything that they did. And what did he do after the resident came in? Because I do believe that was part of the plan. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. He brought documents with him, the evidence. Because he's allowed to. He's the president. He declassifies it. He keeps it. Keeps it for a rainy day. They didn't like this. And they didn't want him to have it. They didn't want him to expose what they've done. But now, since the redactions have been removed, it is being exposed. And this is not going to work out too well for them. So they're panicking in D.C. right now. And this entire time where everyone thought that Bill Barr hates Trump. He wants to get Trump. Oh, Bill Barr didn't follow up on the election fraud. Well, think about the plan for a sec. Why would he follow up on the election fraud if you want the resident to be put into place? If you want them to cheat? if you want them to have an insurrection. Because the only way to wake up the people, remember, this is all about the 2024 election. This is all about the people taking back this country. If you're in an information war, what do you think? Only one side uses misinformation and disinformation? No, the good guys use it too, to throw off the bad guys. So why do you think Bill Barr, Mike Johnson, and the rest, why do you think DeSantis, throw him into this, why do you think Trump makes fun of them? It's misinformation, disinformation. He's throwing them off. Remember, this is a plan to win the country back, to take the country back from the deep state players. So now we have Bill Barr out there who's endorsing Trump. And Trump even said, listen, I called you every name in the book, but I'll take one of the names away and thank you for the endorsement. Why would Bill Barr endorse Trump after Trump has been calling him name after name after name? Remember when Trump said, hey, we're going to have the Garden of Heroes? Well, if you're in a war to take back this country, and it's an information war, are you going to have certain people playing certain parts? Are you going to reward them later on for the sacrifices that they made? Yes. And do you really think this is a really big sacrifice, being called a name, putting your reputation on the line? No. Not if you're taking back the country. Not if this is a war. I mean, what did our founding fathers sacrifice? They sacrificed in blood, in death. They sacrificed. And yes, you had certain people doing certain things, and people might have thought, oh, wait, they're not on our side. But wait, now they are on our side. Because remember, it's war. War is fought with misinformation and disinformation. And I do believe these are players in the war. These are soldiers in the war playing their part. And now you can see that Bill Barr is on Trump's side. DeSantis is on Trump's side. Now, are they still going to play some type of part? Absolutely. Because again, this is an information war. So right now, the B-2 bomber, which is Bill Barr, he's no longer stealth. He's out in the open where everyone can see him. And really think about what everyone was saying about Bill Barr, how he really didn't look into election fraud. He really didn't take up the cases. How do you know he didn't do it behind the scenes? How do you know that they don't have all the information? Remember, the plan is to show that these individuals overthrew the United States government. The plan is to have the people take back the country. The plan is to expose the deep state players, their system of cheating, their system of everything that we're seeing today. It's to expose the 16-year plan. It's to expose everything that they're doing. So yes, you will see certain people do certain things. And I know people like to get angry at this because it's not going away. Remember, this isn't politics as usual. This is war. This is about taking back the country. This is not rhinos on one side, D's on the other side, all shaking hands. And hey, look, we got the same policies and we're just going to do the same things, but it looks a little different. But actually, we're doing the same exact thing. This is an outsider getting the people on his side to go up against a tyrannical government, a criminal syndicate that has taken over our country. And the people must fight to get it back. The people must fight for their freedom. And the only way they can fight is you need to see your freedom being chipped away. You need to see the constitutional rights being violated. You need to see all of this. And Trump, he needs to get the people on his side. And what works for one person doesn't work for another. The borders might work for Republicans. You know what? We saw it. We can't take it. We can't stand it. The D's, you know what? Not that big of a deal. I like open borders. What happens when there's an event and the terrorists came over from, you know, over the open borders? Then the D's go, whoa, wait a minute. They came in and nobody checked them? Well, I don't think open borders is good. And if you notice, everything's starting to change. We didn't have that event yet, but everything is starting to change. I do believe when we have that event, because remember, the FBI has been warning us, I do believe you're going to see a lot of these individuals. They're going to say, all right, enough is enough. And what works for one doesn't always work for the other. So you have to do this on different stages to bring people into the fold. And I do believe this is what we're seeing. And once again, we can see we're heading down this path. Now, are they going to continually attack Trump? Are they going to throw more indictments at him? Are we going to see events? Are we going to see cyber attacks? Are we going to see war? Are we going to see all of this? Yes, it's just going to get worse because the people have to be brought to a point where they just can't take it. They're just angry all the time. They're pissed off and something needs to change. This is when the people will start to fight back. This is when they'll start to fight back and say, enough is enough. Even those people that can't stand Trump, because they're going to have very big decisions to make. And the only way to convince people is to actually show them. And people now are seeing it. And actually, it is working. The D's are definitely waking up. And actually, Trump, since he's having his trials in New York, he's getting the people on his side in New York. He's going to have rallies in New York. He's going to take the people in New York away from the D's. The D's are going to come over to his side. Actually, it's already happening. But when you look at the border, what do you see? You see the D's now waking up and saying, you know something? Yeah, I said we need a wall. I said, yeah, we need border security. And now the D's are waking up to mass deportations. Did anyone believe that this would happen? So there was a poll that was put out there, and this poll was an Axios and Harris poll, and it found 51% of American public would support the plan, including 42% of Democrats, 68% of Republicans, and 46% of independents, of mass deportation. 42% of Democrats support mass deportation of illegal immigrants. Think about that for a second. Now, let's take this to the next step, because remember, we're not done here. We got to wake a lot more of these people up. So what has to happen? I do believe there has to be some type of an event, because we see what's happening at the college campuses. We see all these individuals, Antifa. Remember, it's the same people. They're just in different costumes. And yes, it's a small group that gets all the college students all riled up to join them. And what's going to happen as they're praising the terrorist groups, praising Hamas, what happens when we have an event in this country because of open borders? What happens to the movement? Well, it starts to implode on itself. And the logical thinking D's, not the far left, I'm not talking about them, they start to say, well, wait a minute, especially the liberal Jews and all those people that support Israel, all of a sudden they go, whoa, wait a minute, what just happened here? Yeah, we want a wall, we want secure borders, and we want to deport all of these people. That is what is coming. And I do believe it's approaching very, very quickly. And this is why the deep state players, this is why they're going to have to try to control the flow of information. Because once again, if you don't have the control over the flow of information, you can't control what's going on. But with all these platforms today where people can speak freely, like on X, like on Truth, like on Rumble and many others, this is going to be very, very difficult for the deep state players. And they've learned that, hey, we can't just censor people on the social media platforms because it's much too hard and it's very difficult to do. And it's very hard to track every single person. So how can we do this easier? Well, I do believe going all the way back to Obama, and this is why he pushed net neutrality, he wanted this done at a lower level, which puts a lot of regulations on the ISPs, which actually gives government a lot more control. And remember, if Obama was pushing this, he was pushing net neutrality, it doesn't mean it's net neutrality, just like he pushed the Affordable Care Act. Is that affordable? No, he actually put this in place and forced people to take it by putting a penalty on people that didn't want to take it. So if he's calling this net neutrality, it means the opposite. It means there's no neutrality here. There's no open and free internet. It means they're going to try to control it one way or another. And actually, we can see that Brendan Carr, who's the commissioner, he's completely against us. Now, they voted for net neutrality. They brought it back in. Remember, Trump removed it. And now it's brought back in. And Brendan Carr, he's out there saying, this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. He said, when we abandoned Title II in 2017, proponents of greater government control flooded the zone with apocalyptic rhetoric. Media outlets and politicians alike mindlessly parroted their claims. They predicted the end of the internet as we know it. And you'll get the internet one word at a time. Consumers would have to pay for each website they wanted to reach. How long have we had no net neutrality? For a very long time. Anyone seeing this? No, nobody's seeing this. None of that happened. American, they were subjected to the greatest hoax ever. And now they couldn't use those arguments because time has passed and nobody saw this. It was all a lie. This is how they try to convince you to do something. They use fear. They use lies. So now they're putting in net neutrality, saying this is going to be a lot better for all of you. It's going to be neutral. Don't worry. We're going to place regulations. We're going to control the ISPs. It's going to be great, which means it's going to be the opposite. And I think everyone's realizing this. You think they're going to use this for a communication blackout? You think they're going to block sites? Absolutely. I do believe they're going to try to maintain control as best they possibly can. And this is why they wanted it from the very beginning. Because remember, going back to Obama, Trump was never supposed to win. Hillary was supposed to come in. She was supposed to bring us to war. Did they want to control the narrative back then? Absolutely. How do you do that? Well, you can control people on the internet. You can force people to go to certain places. Because if you shut them down from other places, they're forced to go to where you want them to go. And I do believe that's exactly what they're using now. They're going to try to force people into believing their narrative. Because where are they bringing us? They're bringing us to war. They're trying to catch up. Remember, Trump, the Patriots, he reversed a lot of things that they did. So they had to accelerate their plan because they're way behind schedule. And they had to catch up. But when you do something like that, people can see it very, very clearly. And yes, they're going to try to control the flow of information. Remember, this is an information war. So when you look at George Soros, well, he's trying to acquire one of the biggest radio platforms, Odyssey. And they're going through bankruptcy. So this radio platform, they effectively control more than 220 radio stations across the country. So do you think they want to control the flow of information? Absolutely. But we do have a U.S. congressman. He is trying to stop him. This is Chip Roy. He's trying to stop Soros from doing this. Actually, everyone should get on board to try to stop him. But you got to remember that those in Congress, most of them, they are corrupt. It's a criminal syndicate. So are they going to stop him? Probably not. Because remember, this is what they want to do. They want control over everything. And I think Trump and the Patriots, they know this. And this is why they put certain safeguards into place, because they knew eventually what they were going to do is try to shut down communications. They were going to try to control the flow of information. And they knew in the end, they needed to get information to we the people. And I do believe that's what the emergency alert system is going to be used for. And that's why they've been testing it over a long period of time. And I do believe this is how we're going to receive our messages. Because once again, when everything gets shut down and they're trying to control the flow of information, you need to reach the people one way or another. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the NPR boss, Catherine Maher, well, it turns out that she helped advance color revolutions in the Middle East and North Africa, arguing that the regime change operatives could govern a country by capturing radio stations. Now she's taken over NPR, bringing the color revolution home. So that is very interesting that all these people are involved in the Middle East. They have backgrounds with the Muslim Brotherhood, and they like to control radio stations. And it's very interesting that George Soros just so happens he wants to purchase one of the largest radio platforms with over 220 stations. Really think about that for a second. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that out in the Middle East, war is definitely building. You can see it out in Ukraine. And I do believe soon we're going to see this out in Taiwan. But you can see there's a lot of misinformation, disinformation coming from the deep state players once again. And Representative AOC is spreading a hoax about a mass grave supposedly discovered at a Gaza hospital where Israeli soldiers had recently been fighting terrorists. And she cited a post on X by Nick Kristof, a radical left-wing columnist for the New York Times, who has spread doubts about Hamas's documenting use of hospitals, but treats Hamas claims about Israeli atrocities as proven facts. And she put this out here, and this is what she said. How are news outlets dedicating wall-to-wall coverage to campus protests, but not the discovery of mass graves in Gaza of people with their hands tied and clothing stripped? Why do we not know more? Where are the journalists and resources being dedicated to that story? Well, it looks like Geo confirmed an X account. They posted images and video that irrefutably prove the grave was the work of Palestinians themselves. Palestinians are exhuming bodies from the grounds of the Nasser Medical Complex Hospital complex in Khan Yunis, Gaza. This is occurring at the same location where mass graves were dug and burial ceremonies had taken place by Palestinians in recent months. So this is what they put out. Footage from Palestinians digging graves, mass graves, dated 25th January, 28th January, and the 3rd of February, while IDF entered the hospitals around 15th of February. Quote from Al Jazeera. In the hospital courtyard, civil defense members and paramedics have retrieved 180 bodies buried in mass graves by the Israeli military. Conclusion, this is disinformation by Al Jazeera and others. This is a known graveyard mass grave and at least partially dug by Palestinians. This does not exclude that graves that could have been added when the hospital was occupied by Israeli forces. Palestinian burials by Palestinian people in Nasser Hospital. An estimation of 75 graves, three rows of 25 graves, are visible on the video at the exact place where they claim to have found a mass grave made by the Israeli military. As claimed, more than 30 bodies, most of them unidentified, were buried in a mass grave inside the Nasser Medical Complex in Khan Yunis due to the siege of the IDF. So, in February, Hamas created this mass grave and used it for propaganda narrative about evil Jews not letting jihadis receive a proper burial. Now, just 2 months later, Hamas and their lapdog pals in the media are using the same grave to blame Jews for genocide. If Israel was committing genocide, would Gazans need to fake mass graves? And the IDF didn't reach there until much, much later. So once again, we have misinformation out there, and we could see that this didn't happen the way they said it happened. And remember, there's a war going on. And just like in World War II, when Germany attacked France and Germany attacked England, did Germany and France attack the country? Yes, they did. I mean, if the Palestinians don't want Hamas, they should rise up against them and remove these evil people then, shouldn't they? But if they're going to allow these people to take control and they're going to allow them to go into Israel and rape and kill and take hostages, there's going to be repercussions, just like it when Germany went into France, Germany went into Poland. Did the French people say, oh, no, we can't bomb Germany? Yeah, that's not good. See, there's responsibility that these people have to take, just like the German people had to take responsibility. Now, as we approach war, we can see that the people of this country, and I think the people of around the world, they don't want war. And I think Trump is counting on this in the end, because when war is building up and people see it getting worse and we're heading towards nuclear war, they're going to have to make a decision in the end. And I do believe we're going to see different events occur, which is going to scare the people. And we could see already from a poll that Rasmussen has taken, it says, which statement is most true? Biden, the adults are back in charge. Trump, we had mean tweets, but world peace. Well, 98% say Trump, mean tweets. So right now, people would rather have mean tweets, but world peace than the adults back in charge. Because if the adults are back in charge, like Biden is saying, it means that we have open borders, the economy crashes, we have events in this country, we have riots on the streets, and we go to war. So I think in the end, the people are going to realize and understand that, you know something, we need someone that knows how to have peace. And I think this is going to be an advantage for Trump in the end, because when everything's falling apart around Biden and the Biden administration, and we're heading towards war, and we might even see maybe a missile being fired and it's being intercepted, or there's a cyber attack, or there's an event in this country, people are going to be scared. Biden is going to be so confused, he won't even know how to handle these things. Just like Afghanistan, just like out in Ukraine, just like in the Middle East. And I think people are starting to catch on now, and people are starting to realize this. And we'll be talking about what's going on in the college campuses in just a sec. But first, let's talk about COVID right now, because it looks like Fauci is not off the hook, and the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic, they're going to have Fauci testify publicly for the first time since retiring from the public service. And the hearing is set for June 3rd, 2024. So let's see what happens with that, because that's going to be very, very interesting, because we cannot let this go. Because what they did to the people of this country and the people of the world is horrific. And think about all the people that are having medical problems right now. Absolutely horrible. And they tricked the American people just so they could cheat in an election. I mean, really think about this. They had to close down the entire world to stop Trump. Yes, I know there's different agendas associated with all this, the Great Reset, the Green New Scam and everything else, reducing the population with their bioweapon. But what they really did is they shut down the entire world just to get rid of Trump. Think about what they had to do here. And they didn't care what happened to the people. They never do. And you can see that things are getting worse, and they will get worse, because it has to wake people up on all different levels. And you could see that these protests, as they like to call them, they're all coordinated. When you look at Harvard, you can see that this was a coordinated act to set up shop on the grass area. And everything is coordinated right now. And as DC Drano says, Ivy League schools have become guerrilla activist training camps. Absolutely. And you can see this is happening on all the different campuses. And basically what they do is you have outside forces that infiltrate the protests, the riots, to get the students on their side, and they push their agenda. So it's just a few individuals that are getting the rest of the group. It's almost like when you looked at the BLM protest marches. You had Antifa going around, the small group getting all the young generation on their side. They did the protests during the day, and Antifa used that as cover for the riots at night. They're doing the same exact thing. Remember, it's the same players. They're wearing the mask. They don't want you to see who they truly are, because if you did, you'd say, holy crap, that person's part of Antifa. They were on the BLM march. They're the ones that were burning down that store. That's why they're still wearing the masks. Remember, all they did was a costume change. It's the same exact people. But what's very interesting is that Homan David Hamedi, he put this out on X and says, a brave individual infiltrated the group that has taken over Columbia University by pretending to be a supporter. And she sent me these videos and photos from the inside. They have detailed program and rules, no pics. And on one of them, it says anti-Semitism teaching. So when you start to look at these images of what they're teaching there and what they're doing, it says program, apartheid divestment, then lunch, and then they have anti-Semitism teaching. I mean, what is this? And here's the other one. Staying focused. We do not engage with instigators. Why? Their goal is to distract us and others from our movement. So they already admitted that there's instigators. Our energy and time are best focused on our program, demands, community. We outnumber them. These guidelines do not pertain to violent instigators. So actually, most of these people are realizing that there are violent instigators that are in the crowds. And most of these people don't even know what they're protesting about. Now, think about it. They're all for Hamas. They're all for Palestinian people. What happens when there's an event in this country? They came over the border illegally. Let's say they're a Palestinian. Let's say they're Hamas. What happens then? Let's talk about our health. If you suffer from daily pain, I need you to listen to this message very carefully. What we know about pain relief is changing forever. As we age, aches and pains are normal, and we're all searching for an effective way to relieve pain without side effects and addictions. Let me be frank. We have all seen the horrors of the opioid crisis. You may even be affected personally. And that's where a pioneering medical scientist comes in, Clint Winters. You may have seen this world-renowned expert featured in national media as he unveils a natural pain reliever that has taken the world by storm. Yes, I'm talking about Conaldine, the 100% drug-free way to get full body pain relief without dangerous pills. As you read this, the Clonalidine has become the go-to pain reliever for over 1 million Americans and hundreds of professional athletes. It's so powerful, it was even named the official pain reliever of the UFC, and those guys know a thing or two about managing pain. Now get this. Clint explains how Clonalidine is the only compound on earth that optimizes your body's natural painkillers called endorphins at any age. When taken daily, your body will fire back to relieving pain like you were in your prime in no time. And let me tell you, I was skeptical, but it works. I have tried virtually everything, and I have not felt this great in years. It's just like my daily aches and pains just faded away. My back, neck, joints all feel great and renewed. Best of all, Clonalidine doesn't make me feel the least bit groggy. I feel great, alert, and ready to take on the day. And the best news, Clonalidine has no documented side effects after 14 years of extensive testing. Hear me when I say this, Clonalidine is absolutely the future of pain relief. So whatever you do, make sure to click on the link below this video and check out Clint's amazing informative report on how Clonalidine is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at one-tenth the cost of pain pills. Now here's the best part. When you click on the link below today, you can access the only Clonalidine product in the world for less than $1 per day. Clint has provided this private link until midnight tonight. You are days away from finally beating pain forever. Go to trykono.com/x22 now and see for yourself, or click the link in the description. What happens to all these people that are protesting on the side of terrorists? Does that mean they're terrorists now? Because think about it, Jordan, Egypt, and the rest, how come they aren't opening the border for all the Palestinians? Because they know who they are. They know that they're terrorists. They understand this. But in the blue cities, you see most of the police backing down. In the red states, in the red cities, guess what you see? The actual opposite. And when you look at Texas, you can see that they aren't fooling around. DPS riot troopers, they forcefully dispersed the protesters. And there were a lot of them out there pushing back. Now, like we said yesterday, I do believe this is all going to fall apart on Biden, his administration. Because remember, they don't have a clear message. And he's dealing with the far, far left. And he's dealing with the deep state. Now, remember, there's different levels of the deep state. You have the foot soldiers. Then you have the representative that do the bidding of the deep state players, the top notch of the deep state players. And they pass laws. They do the dirty work. They bring in the stupidest people that they could find. They bribe them. They blackmail them. And they use them in the House. They use them in the Senate. And they keep them there for 40, 50 years. Then above that, you have Biden, who is also taking orders from the top, Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest. But again, each one of them doesn't know exactly who's doing what, because I do believe it's compartmentalized. So this way, you don't have people, you know, slipping, you know, telling the truth or, you know, slipping up or telling people like that. And I do believe in the end, Biden and his administration, they're going to get caught up in all of this. And when there is an event, because the FBI has been letting us know that something's on our way, and I think there is something on the way, I do believe he's going to have a difficult choice to make. And people are going to be watching all of this play out, where they're going to see riots. They're going to see buildings being burnt down to the ground. Because again, if it is ISIS and they attack a Jewish community or something like that, if they are Hamas, this is going to put Biden in a very, very difficult spot. And actually, Trump confirms this. This is what he put out on Truth. Crooked Joe Biden would say constantly that he ran because of Charlottesville. Well, if that's the case, he's done a really terrible job, because Charlottesville is like a peanut compared to the riots and anti-Israel protests that are happening all over the country right now. And it's Crooked's fault, because he sends the wrong message every single time. The fact is that Crooked Joe Biden hates Israel, hates the Jewish people. The problem is that he hates the Palestinians even more, and he just doesn't know what to do. Actually, it sounds like Trump is letting us know that when this hits the fan, Biden is going to be caught up in all of this. And who's going to call the ball? Who's going to say enough is enough? We need to send the National Guard in. This is going to become very, very interesting, because remember, when the police aren't up to the task, something has to happen. Someone has to say, this has to stop. And what side is Biden going to take? Because if he takes the side of Israel, what does the left do? if he takes the side of the far left, think about all the liberal Jews, think about everyone in this country. They're going to go, whoa, wait a minute, what are you doing? He is trapped in all of this. And let's see how this plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting as we move towards the presidential election. And remember, things are going to get a lot worse because, again, they're coming after Trump. And Trump, he needs to wake the people up. Just like Trump is waking everyone up with his trials. I do believe his trials are exposing quite a bit. Phil Holloway put this out on X, and he's referring to the New York trial. And he says, Judge Merchant is denying Trump's request to subpoena documents from Stormy Daniels. Trump's lawyers believe these documents would show bias against Trump, prior inconsistent statements. These are fair game for cross-examination. Merchant is kneecapping him. Of course he is. Why would the criminal syndicate follow the rule of law? You really think they're going to have a fair trial? No, they're not going to follow the rule of law. Actually, they do everything not to follow the rule of law. Phil Holloway, again, says the following. Former prosecutors say Bragg's strategy is unlike anything seen before. I don't recall ever having a trial where the defense didn't know what the government was trying to prove. This is precisely right. The Trump trial is legally flawed beyond belief. Yes, do you see the difference? You see the two-tier justice system? Do you see Biden, the DOJ, going after a political opponent? Absolutely. And you could see this is all backfiring on the deep state players. Rasmussen Reports put this out on X and said, only 27% of national voters think it is very likely Trump will get a fair trial in New York City. There will be ramifications. So only 27% of national voters think that Trump is going to get a fair trial. That should tell you everything you need to know. And while Trump was in New York City, well, he made a campaign stop. And remember, this is the campaign of all campaigns. It's an issues campaign. And right now, Trump, during the trials, he is campaigning in New York. And he stopped to meet the union workers. And the union workers were cheering USA, USA, Trump, 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 which tells you everything you need to know, that the union workers are on Trump's side. The D's just lost them. Think about that for a second. And when you speak to some of these construction guys, they're saying, yeah, we don't want Biden. It's Trump all the way. And do you see this when Biden goes out there? No, absolutely not. And now Trump, he's going to be making a play for New York. He's going to go after all of their people, the deep state players' peoples. They're going to have rallies in Madison Square Garden. He's going to go to the Bronx. He's going to go all over the place. Why? Because he's getting the people on his side. The more that happens, the more they let illegals into this country, the more the illegals use up the resources, the more the economy fails, the more they push us into war. This is completely backfiring on all of them. And you know what else is backfiring on all of them? When the people start to learn that Trump was right, these people, they are going after Trump. It's a coordinated effort between Biden, DOJ, FBI, the fake news, and many, many others. And think about what we just learned with the classified document case. We know that Biden was involved. We know the DOJ was involved. Nara was involved. And now we learn something else. The real reason, one of the real reasons actually, why they raided Mar-a-Lago. Newly unredacted documents in Mar-a-Lago raid case indicate that Jack Smith was after Obama and North Korea-related documents. After the raid, the DOJ was pleased with the findings and wrote, I think we are in good shape. Trump said 2 years after he met Obama before his 2017 inauguration that Obama was on the brink of starting a war with North Korea. Trump claimed that Obama was close to starting a big war with North Korea. And yes, that was part of their 16-year plan. So Obama must not have liked this at all. The corrupt and criminal Obama-Biden gang was after documents related to North Korea years later when it raided Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago and took Trump's documents that he legally had possession of per the Presidential Records Act. Not only did the regime want to take back all the documents that Trump had possession of that highlighted their crimes, but the regime wanted another key document or a set of documents as well. The corrupt and criminal Biden-Obama regime had to conjure up a reason for why they raided Trump's home and stole the documents. They apparently had their reason outlined before they raided Trump's home and stole documents he legally had in his possession per the Presidential Records Act. So what's very interesting about all of this is that that is one of the reasons. Now, we know from the 16-year plan, Hillary Clinton was supposed to win. They were going to have North Korea fire a missile into the United States to start the war. Do you think Obama wants the people to know that? Remember, was it really North Korea or was it the deep state players? But again, who are they going to pin it on? North Korea to start the war. And what's very interesting, when Trump came into office, what did Obama tell Trump? There are two people you need to stay away from. One is Kim Jong-un. Why is that? Oh, that's right. Because everything was set where they were going to start a war. And the other one was General Flynn. So actually, they put General Flynn in the same category as Kim Jong-un. That's interesting. But you could see why he didn't want Trump going anywhere near Kim Jong-un. And what did Trump do? He did the exact opposite. He went down, met with Kim Jong-un, and they had peace. So that is very interesting. Now, the other thing that is very interesting, and this has to do with Mar-a-Lago again, and it looks like Hillary Clinton now is coming into focus. Julie Kelly put this out and said the following. Merrick Garland, Lisa Monaco, DOJ, and Chris Wray, Stephen DeWanto, FBI, sent agents to interview, interrogate one of Trump's closest personal aides without Trump's knowledge. The ruse, once again, was national security interests, just like Mike Flynn ambush by FBI in 2017. Nauta, like Flynn, wanted to help the FBI get information, but Nauta walked into a perjury trap by the agents who talk like Romy and Michelle. So they set him up, but Mike Davis started to piece everything together on how Hillary Clinton played a much bigger role in all of this. And this is what he says. Again, the reason Biden illegally raided Trump is because Trump declassified via memo on 1/19/2021 and kept his personal copy of his Crossfire Hurricane presidential records. Biden, through his deputy counsel, White House Jonathan Suh, waived Trump's claim of executive privilege. Biden, AG Merrick Garland, personally approved the raid. The Crossfire Hurricane records are devastating to Obama, Biden, Hillary, Clapper, Comey, and so many others. They made up the Russian collusion hoax in 2016 because Russia almost certainly hacked Hillary's home server, evidencing her Clinton Foundation foreign corruption as Obama's Secretary of State. If Russia leaked the hacked material before the election, Hillary wanted to blame a Trump dirty campaign trick, falsely accusing him of colluding with Russia. Conspiracy theory? 51 former intel agents working with the CIA ran the same play with Hunter's laptop of Biden's foreign corruption in 2020. This is a criminal conspiracy. Trump could have publicly disclosed these declassified Crossfire Hurricane records in his civil lawsuit versus Hillary over the Russian collusion hoax. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt, a Democrat operative who bashed Trump on Facebook, was forced to recuse from that case. 6 weeks later, Reinhardt's clear bias against Trump somehow didn't matter anymore. Reinhardt approved Biden's, through Garland and Jay Bratt and Jack Smith's counselor, unprecedented, unnecessary, an unlawful raid on Trump. For presidential records Trump was allowed to have in the office of the former president per the Presidential Records Act. In other words, Obama and Biden have politicized and weaponized law enforcement and intel agencies to interfere in the 2016, 2020, 2024 presidential elections against Trump because Obama and Biden know Trump has the goods on their ongoing Russian collusion criminal conspiracy. And he's absolutely right. And once again, does Trump have it all? Yes, he does. I do believe he has a lot more. But again, if he brought this out, they would have used the same tactic that they used with the Hunter Biden laptop. So I do believe Trump is waiting for the right moment to show everyone what these are. And I do believe he's not just going to show it. They're going to have to force it out of him through discovery somehow, some way. But let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. But today we could see that the Supreme Court right now, they are now looking at the presidential immunity case, and we could see the deep state players, they really want Trump's immunity stripped away, and they're willing to take the chance because if they strip it away, it's being stripped away from all presidents. So they believe that if they can get this done, they can take care of Trump, and we'll worry about everyone else later on. Because again, if the criminal syndicate is still intact and we get rid of Trump, No one's going to be pressing charges against each other because they're all part of the criminal syndicate. And once again, if somebody else comes into play, they can go after that person. So I do believe they're ready to go all out by getting rid of immunity. Now, the Supreme Court is hearing the case, and they're starting to realize if we get rid of immunity, this opens up all presidents to lawsuits. This could be a complete and utter disaster. So again, the deep state players that are on the Supreme Court, what do they want to do right now? Do they want to just get rid of Trump? This is a very hard decision for them because either they try to get rid of Trump by removing immunity, which means they're all exposed, or they allow Trump to have immunity. So this is the decision that they have to make, because if Trump beats all of this and Trump wins the election, they're all screwed. So really think about this for a second and think about how this is all going to play out. Now, Mike Davis, he believes it's going to be a 5-4 ruling, and Justice Amy Coney Barrett is going to join the three liberals, or it might be 6-3. But let's see how this plays out. Let's see how desperate they really are. And let's see if they're willing to expose their entire criminal network. Will they take that chance? Let's see. But you could see that they're not going to give up. They have other indictments waiting in the wings. And what have we come to find out yesterday? Well, it looks like there's a new indictment in Arizona. And they went after the electors, and they're going after the people around Trump, Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows, and many more. And you can see there's one individual that is an unindicted co-conspirator. I wonder who that could be. Do you think it's Trump? Most likely, yes. And look how all of this is playing out right now. They're going to keep coming after Trump over and over and over. But again, if they're going to bring these cases of election fraud or anything like that, it means Trump has discovery, which means in Arizona, what did Kerry Lake and Mark Fincham, what did they discover through all their cases? They have evidence. Could Trump use this evidence? Could they ask for certain items if they're going up against all of this with election fraud? I do believe so. Mike Davis put this out and said, let's get this straight. Democrat Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays, who unquestionably stole her 2022 election by disenfranchising voters on Election Day, just indicted Trump's White House chief of staff, several attorneys, and many others for lawfully challenging the 2020 presidential election. And Chris Mays, a Democrat operative, timed her political indictment during the height of the 2024 presidential election season, when Christina Bob is running the Trump RNC's Election Integrity Division. And right in the middle of President Trump's unprecedented criminal trials in New York City, when Boris Epstein is representing him. This is obviously lawfare and election interference. This is a criminal conspiracy by the Democrat politicians. This is unacceptable. There must be a severe legal, political, and financial consequence. Well, again, you have to remember, this is the criminal syndicate. They're doing everything they possibly can to go after Trump, and they will continue to do this till the very, very end. And I do believe they will not stop, because they know if Trump wins the election, it's game over for them. So they're going to use every tactic in the book. Richard Grenell put this out and said, laugh out loud. She literally went to court to stop 9,000 ballots from being counted because they were in mostly Republican areas and she was only winning by 280 votes. She's a total fraud. Absolutely. Hodge Twin says this. Arizona was stolen from Trump, and now the people behind the steal are indicting their political opponents. Absolutely. And once again, it's not a crime to object to a presidential election. Mike Davis says this is allowed by Electoral Count Act of 1887 and First Amendment. It's definitely a crime to weaponize law enforcement against political enemies. Conspiracy against rights, 18 U.S. Code, Section 241. Lawyer up, Biden and Democrats. Absolutely. And what's very interesting is that Trump, he truthed out an article from the Arizona Times, and it says election integrity investigator releases new information about likely manipulation of Maricopa County. And remember, Kerry Lake, Mark Fincham, they went up to the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court didn't want to take the case, but they collected all this evidence. And now Trump is retruthing this article showing that they have evidence. So is this going to show the world that the elections were manipulated? Because again, they're going to try to hide it, just like they try to hide everything else. But in the end, they're going to ask for certain information. They're going to produce certain information. This isn't going to work out for the deep state players, because this is the best way to do it. Have them force you to release how they cheated. And I do believe we're seeing that here. We're seeing it out in Georgia. Now, again, if immunity is still intact and Trump has presidential immunity, a lot of the cases that they're going after him with completely disappear, or they're scaled down quite a bit, which means they have to issue new indictments to try to get him in other ways. Now, again, they're not going after him right now. They're going after his people around him. But again, they're going to continually go after him any way they possibly can. But you can see the deep state players, they're looking to cheat in the next election. And Wokeness put this out and said, Obama appointed Judge Loretta Biggs just ruled that North Carolina must allow felons to vote in their elections. North Carolina has a law on the books that prevents felons from voting. The judge just determined that the law is discriminatory, primarily against black voters in North Carolina. This could have a massive impact on the election results in November. So she just struck down the law that's in North Carolina. And then out in Arizona, we have the illegitimate governor there, Katie Hobbs. She vetoed the bill to require proof of residency for voting. So once again, you don't have to prove that you're a resident? That's very interesting. Can we use their system? Absolutely not. We cannot use their system to vote, because they're making it completely legal to have the illegals vote. They don't have to show voter ID. They don't have to show where they live. They don't have to show that they're citizens. So can we use their system? Can we use the mail-in ballots, the drop boxes, the machines? No. I do believe we have to go outside of their system to have a fair election. And that's going back to paper ballots, voter ID. And I do believe if this country is attacked, which I do believe it's going to be attacked, a cyber attack, because the FBI is continually building that narrative, and we're seeing cyber attacks in this country, I do believe something else will happen. Now, even if we have riots and the National Guard is called out, they're going to have to protect the voting centers, which means we're going to have to use paper, because we can't trust the machines, because, again, we were attacked. And we're going to have those individuals that have to remember their oath to guard the elections. So I do believe we're going to be going back to paper one way or another. But the other thing that people are now seeing, they are seeing the criminal syndicate. And actually, Kash Patel kind of sums it up. Biden was caught with the DOJ and NARA. They colluded together to go after Trump. They lied about the Hunter Biden laptop. He lied about his deep business dealings. He continually lies. He gets caught lying. How many subpoenas were sent by Congress? Zero. Cash, he comes out and said, Biden had been caught lying. Subpoenas sent by Congress since then? Zero. The criminal syndicate is not going to go after themselves. Yes, the couple of patriots, they might do something, but the criminal syndicates are not going to go after their own people. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Biden, he was reading from a teleprompter, and he said, 4 more years, pause. Now, once again, why did he read the pause? Was it just a mistake? Or was it 4 years of Trump, put the resident in for 4 years, and that was the pause, and then Trump has the next 4 years? I do believe that's what we're witnessing right here. And as people see Biden, where, you know, he can't be prosecuted because he's too old, he forgets things, but he can be the resident right now, and he can be in charge of the nuclear codes. So Don Jr. says, this is the man in charge of our nuclear launch codes. Are people getting nervous right now? Think about war coming. Think about nuclear war coming. Think about what you see with Biden. You think the D's are going to wake up? I do believe so. Hey, the black community is waking up. Harrison Floyd put this out and said, the black community wants to go red in 2024 because of Democrats' broken promises, failed policies, and corruption. Republicans need to step on the gas in Chicago, Atlanta, Milwaukee, Detroit, and Philadelphia. get out there now and talk to these people. And we could see, yes, things are changing rapidly. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, 10 years of black presidential polling, 2016, 65-point Democrat lead, 2020, 40-point Democrat lead, 2024 right now, 20-point Democrat lead. As this continues, what do you think is going to happen? It's going to get worse and worse for the deep state players. And they're going to lose the black vote. They're going to lose the Hispanic vote, especially when people start to learn what's been happening out in Haiti. The black people, they're just going to say, whoa, wait a minute, what's happening? They're selling children? They're selling women? Yeah, we're out. No more Democratic Party. When they see more illegals coming into their cities, taking their jobs, sleeping on the streets, crime increasing, you think they're going to be all with them? Absolutely not. When we're going to war and the economy's breaking down, they're going to lose all these people. Actually, they're losing everyone in this country. And what's very interesting, I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they have certain people that push out misinformation and disinformation. And these people, in the end, when their mission is complete, they go ahead and they endorse the true president of the United States. We saw it with DeSantis, and now we're seeing it with Bill Barr. Trump, he put this out and said, wow, former AG Bill Barr, who let a lot of great people down by not investigating voter fraud in our country, has just endorsed me for president, despite the fact that I called him weak, slow-moving, lethargic, gutless, and lazy. Based on that fact that I greatly appreciate his wholehearted endorsement, I am removing the word lethargic from my statement. Thank you, Bill. So why in the world would Bill Barr endorse Trump? Why would DeSantis endorse Trump? Think about the people that haven't. Because I do believe there are certain players that are put into place for misinformation and disinformation. And they're being used against the deep state players. I do believe this is why Trump, from the very, very beginning, said we're going to have the Garden of Heroes. Because all those people that said, you know something, I will take all the hits. I will take all the arrows from you. Because if we can take back this country, I will sacrifice my reputation. And I know a lot of people are like, oh my God, they really did this. You think that's a real big sacrifice to take back this country? I mean, think about our founding fathers. What did they sacrifice for their freedom, their lives, their wealth, their families? So sacrificing your reputation, sacrificing being called names, is it really that big of a deal? Absolutely not. And we could see that there are certain players that were put into position to fool the deep state players, to lead them in a certain direction. And it looks like the B-2 bomber is no longer stealth. So let's go back to a couple of posts here. Post 3668, December 14th, 2019. When a B-2 bomber is no longer stealth, think public statements made last week. What must that signal? Plan coordinated attacks on Barr coming. Smear campaign. Public opinion is important. Information warfare. A traitor's justice. Really think about it. Was it Trump that was doing the smear campaign? Starting to look that way. Let's go to post 1278, April 26, 2018. It says, reread, precursor. They are buying time. National crisis. Some top eyes on first are calling for immediate arrests. Cooperating, still have access, controlled, kept at top, chair plus, national security issues, POTUS, reveal Gmail draft comms, who had access, legal cases, building. You have a voice, be heard. Patience isn't always easy, but vital to get right. And then we have post 1279, April 26. Down below it says, we have it all. The right people have the information. Good people are acting on the information. Think Google. Think Eric Schmidt departure. Think North Korea. Many drafts. Many shared users, foreign and domestic. Variable access codes. Fake emails. Game forum comms. New intel revealed today. Gmail comms. Renegade, which is Obama. Evergreen, which is Hillary Clinton. Define Evergreen. That's Hillary Clinton's United States Secret Service name. When do you call a plumber? Ongoing investigations require. And it looks like this is happening right now. Do you think they have the email drafts? You think they have all the information? Well, they were in Mar-a-Lago looking for a lot of that information. You think Trump has it? You think the good people have it? Absolutely. Why do they have it? Because the Patriots are in control. And I do believe the plan is going exactly the way it's supposed to be going. And there's panic in D.C. And you could see that they are panicking. Why? Because their entire operation is being exposed to the American people. The American people are waking up, and the American people are turning on the deep state players. And once again, it's going to get worse because the rest of the people need to wake up. But in the end, I do believe the people are going to wake up and they're going to take back this country and they're going to vote for Trump. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.